It's not our parents' fault the way they raised us. It's not anybody else's fault. We are responsible for how we respond to people. We are responsible on how we respond to things. Matter of fact, this week, we are responsible for how we respond to Jesus Christ and what God did for us through Him. We, me, you. We are. So as we go from this place today, I want you to remember that attitude will make or break a company. Attitude will make or break a church family. Attitude will make or break a family, a home. God loves you. I say that week in and week out. I personally believe with every fiber of my being that God knew you in your mama's belly. And some of you may be getting tired of hearing me say that, but folks, I'm going to say it over and over and over again, and I apologize, but that's what I believe. God had great plans for you. And if your parents told you that you were a mistake, I am so sorry. Oh, man, I wish I'd have known you whenever you were younger, because I would have said, God knew you. You were not a mistake. God loves you. God has plans for you. Do you hear me? I am so sorry that if that was your experience, that you went through that, because I don't believe that's the kind of God that we have. I believe the God that we have is a loving Creator who wants the best for you, who wants you to be happy, who really wants you to feel joy down deep in your heart. Now, I'm not saying that things won't go wrong, but I'm saying feeling that joy down in your life. You know what I'm saying? Down there, right? I'm glad I'm speaking so clear that you can understand me. Let's pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for your never-ending love. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, that you created us in your image. It's both a joy and it's scary at the same time, Lord, that you respect us enough to allow us to create and destroy. You have so much confidence in us as human beings, Lord, and you love us so much that we are empowered to create, and along with that, we can destroy. We can build people up, or we can tear people down. And dear God, right here, right now, I would love this church. I want this church to say, we are in the business of building people up. We are in the business of being healers to people. And dear God, we need your help, because we are human beings who have experienced brokenness. Help us, God, be better. Help us be that creation that you created and said, it is good. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. As you listen to the praise team and you prepare yourself for Holy Communion today, close your eyes. Whatever you want to do, just be in your space. Pray, worship through this song. And if you do have a cross and you want to bring it forward, please do so at this time.